And welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on concerns about people who have left the United States to fight in foreign wars and have returned. What are they doing now that they are back home? Then we hear from America's top Ebola fighter on the importance of fighting the deadly disease to the very end. And finally, we take you to the western state of California, where, for the first time, illegal immigrants can get a driver's license.
Young white voters, young Caucasians, are overwhelmingly in favor of broader immigration reform, this issue included.
Those are our stories today on As It Is. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America. American officials have increased security at government buildings and airports following the recent terrorist attacks in Paris. The United States Department of Homeland Security says the decision was not a reaction to a threat. But officials say they are worried about people who have fought in foreign wars and have returned to the United States. A top official in the Obama administration told VOA, "The government is watching those fighters," in his words, "very carefully, especially as we see signs of demoralization on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq." Jeremy Shapiro is a fellow with the Project on International Order and Strategy and the Center on the United States and Europe at the Brookings Institution, a research group. He has been a policy planner at the State Department and an advisor to the Secretary of State on American policy in North Africa and the Levant.
2,000 to 3,000 people have gone from Europe and the United States. The last numbers I heard, that might be a few months old. And roughly 50% of them have returned.
Youssef Barto Asidik was once persuaded by extremists to join them. He spoke with VOA on Skype about the returning foreign fighters.
Most of those who come home, apart from maybe a few, they are home actually to recruit more people.
Experts believe 100 to 200 of the foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria are from the United States, but American intelligence officials have not yet said how many of them have returned. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. American health officials are reporting progress against the disease Ebola in West Africa. Tom Frieden is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This has been a devastating epidemic, and it's been unique. It is the world's first epidemic of Ebola, and it has stretched the world's systems and taught us what more we need to do.
Dr. Frieden spoke last week in Washington, D.C. He noted that Ebola was first reported in Guinea about a year ago. He said the epidemic could have been prevented if medical workers and government officials in West Africa were better prepared.
If a year ago we had had surveillance systems in the forest region where the disease emerged, it's quite possible that we could have responded quickly and ended the outbreak long ago before so many lives and so much devastation happened.
In the past few weeks, the number of new cases reported has dropped to less than 10 a day in Liberia and Sierra Leone. A few weeks ago, there were 30 or 40 new cases every day. Dr. Frieden said West African nations, especially Guinea, must keep fighting the spread of Ebola.
Guinea has come close to controlling it on two different occasions, and maybe they got a little bit lax. They dropped the ball a bit, and it came roaring back. That importance of following every single case until we get to zero is absolutely essential.
Dr. Frieden said even a single Ebola case could cause the disease to spread to other countries. There have been more than 21,000 reported Ebola cases in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. More than 8,000 people have died. We hope you're enjoying and learning from today's edition of As It Is from VOA. People in the western state of California who are in the United States illegally can now request a driver's license. More than 1 million people are expected to seek the special license. California is not the first American state with such a law, but it has the largest number of illegal immigrants. Many people began to request licenses shortly after the new state law went into effect. Many people stood in long lines. Among them was Christian Alvarado.
It's so exciting, no? For a long time waiting for the license.
Mr. Alvarado entered the United States from El Salvador 8 years ago without permission from the U.S. government. Some call such people illegal immigrants. Others call them undocumented immigrants. Mr. Alvarado works as a gardener. This is the first time he has been able to seek a driver's license in the U.S. He must prove his identity and show that he lives in California to start the process. He must also take an eye test to show he can see well and a written test on driving rules. He must also take a driving test to show he can operate a motor vehicle. If he is successful, he will get a driver's license. Mr. Alvarado says he will then be able to drive without fear.
They're always afraid about the police can stop and take your car, and you have to pay a lot of money to get by the car.
The law went into effect January 1st. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have requested licenses since then. But some are worried that their personal information will be used to find them and deport them. Armando Botello is a spokesman for the California Department of Motor Vehicles, or DMV. He says people should not be afraid. He says the California DMV generally does not share such information. He says it will do so only if officials request information about someone being investigated for their possible role in a serious crime. Dan Schnur is a political scientist at the University of Southern California. He told VOA that the main argument against the new law is that it rewards illegal behavior. But Professor Schnur says public opinion in California has changed. He says young people have different feelings about undocumented